I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Juan Carlos Cruz, one of the survivors of clerical sex abuse in Chile that met with Pope Francis recently, said that he spoke to the Pope about his homosexuality. Cruz told the Pope that Chile's bishops had used his homosexuality as a way to try and discredit him and how badly the personal attacks had hurt him. Cruz stated Pope Francis told him, quote, "Look, Juan Carlos, the Pope loves you this way. God made you like this, and he loves you." Per the Vatican's usual policy to not comment on the Pope's private conversations, they have not confirmed or denied the remarks. However, the LGBTQ community has celebrated the Pope's remarks and said it is another sign that Pope Francis wants to make gay people feel welcomed and loved in the Catholic Church. President Trump stated that he will, quote, demand that the Justice Department investigate whether the FBI infiltrated or surveilled his presidential campaign for political purposes, and if they did so because of orders from people in the Obama administration. The president's announcement garnered criticism from people who stated it violated presidential protocol and could also have a damaging effect on federal law enforcement and its use of informants. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, defended Trump's actions, saying he doesn't believe there's much of a difference between an informant collecting information and a spy. The United States has released a large list of demands required in a nuclear treaty with Iran that would replace the deal President Trump withdrew from. The White House also threatened to levy the, quote, strongest sanctions in history if Iran does not change. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the pact should ban Iran from enriching uranium and also require them to walk away from their involvement in Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, and Afghanistan. The U.S. has also made a temporary trade truce with China. Following talks in Washington, Beijing has agreed to, quote, substantially reduce the U.S.'s trade deficit with China by buying more American goods. However, China has not stated by how much it's willing to decrease the trade gap, and the White House has said it wants the deficit cut by $200 billion. The Vatican announced that Pope Francis will declare Blessed Oscar Romero, Paul VI, and four others saints on October 14th. The declaration will happen at the Vatican during the meeting of the World Synod of Bishops. Cardinal Angelo Amato told Pope Francis that each of the candidates gave a, quote, convinced and coherent witness to Lord Jesus. The Pope also issued decrees recognizing 12 other candidates for sainthood. It is the first step in a person's canonization process. After the decree, a miracle is needed before beatification, and then another before canonization. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.